The information in this skill is provided for informational and educational purposes only. Welcome, and thank you for listening to the SMA Flash Briefings.
Hi, I'm Price Wooldridge. As a rare neuromuscular disorder patient myself, I enjoy reading flash briefings for spinal muscular atrophy. Here's an article by Marissa Wexler, MS. SMA caused by mutation in ASAH1 gene reported in Romania. The first ever case of someone in Romania with spinal muscular atrophy caused by a mutation in the ASAH1 gene was described in a recent report. The study, Clinical Features and Genetics in Non-5Q Spinal Muscular Atrophy Caused by Acid Ceramidase Deficiency, was published in the Journal of Medicine and Life. In more than 95% of cases, SMA is caused by mutations in the gene SMN1, which sometimes is referred to as 5Q-SMA. For the remaining 5% of cases, disease-causing mutations in at least 16 different genes have been described. In this report, researchers in Romania shared the story of a 13-year-old boy who was admitted to their hospital in autumn of 2018. As an infant, the boy had been hypotonic, and as he grew, there were marked delays in motor development. He was able to sit up at age 1 and walk at age 2. Most children can sit by 9 months and walk by 18 months. He had never been able to run, climb stairs, or jump on one foot. At his first neurological examination when he was 4 years old, motor deficits, muscle atrophy, and abnormal reflexes were noted. His arms were generally less affected than his legs. From the ages of 5 to 10, muscle weakness became gradually more severe, leading to difficulties with swallowing and breathing. He was a wheelchair user by age 10. By the time he was brought to the hospital at age 13, the researchers said he had severe breathing difficulty and muscle atrophy. He had body-wide movement difficulties, including poor head control, though his arms remained comparatively stronger than his legs. The boy underwent gastrostomy, when an opening is made in the stomach for food to be put in directly, in 2019. And he had spine surgery earlier this year. After the surgery, muscular atrophy became extreme, and the weakness was generalized, the researchers wrote. The patient lost head control and only presented a few active movements in the upper limbs. The boy's symptoms led his care team to suspect SMA, so they performed genetic testing of the SMN1 gene. The results were negative. This led the team to perform whole exome sequencing, a technique that determines the sequence of all the parts of the genome, an organism's entire set of genetic information that provide instructions for making proteins. This revealed 3 mutations in the gene ASAH1, which is known to cause SMA in rare cases. Cases of non-5Q SMA caused by ASAH1 mutations are sporadic, with only 45 patients reported worldwide so far, the researchers wrote, noting this case is the first patient reported in Romania. Notably, ASAH1 usually is associated with a specific form of SMA called SMA with progressive myoclonic epilepsy, or SMA-PME. In addition to muscle atrophy and motor weakness, this type of SMA is often characterized by seizures. While the boy in this case had no history of seizures, he did have some atypical activity on measures of brain electrical activity. Mutations in the ASAH1 gene also are known to cause a related condition called Farber disease. The researchers noted that, in addition to showing symptoms typical of SMA, the boy also had some symptoms more commonly associated with Farber disease, such as an abnormally hoarse voice. We presented the first case ever reported in Romania of overlapping symptoms from SMA-PME and Farber disease caused by ASAH1 mutations. The researchers concluded, quote, "We believe our presentation is useful in furthering the knowledge about the SMA-PME-Farber disease spectrum."
Coming up next, perspectives from SMA News Today Forum's moderator, Deanne Runge.
Thanks for joining me. I'm Deanne Runge, SMA News Today content creator. Typically, I try not to dwell on the news, especially when it involves variants with extra spikes. What? Anyway, something I heard has been keeping me up at night, so I thought I'd get your take on it. Although I'm a supporter of vaccines, they've saved my life a time or two, I feel it's a to each their own kind of thing. Of course, I'd be thrilled if everyone around me had one. When I heard on the news the president wants to mandate vaccines for workers from companies with over 100 employees, at first I had no qualms with it. While lying in bed, I'm like, crap, I could lose 75% of my caregivers. Several of my PCAs refused to get the vaccine. Yes, including the one who gave me COVID. I wouldn't doubt some of them would walk away from the job if required to get one. It's so frustrating because with the job market the way it is, it's hard enough finding staff. So far, I haven't heard anything from the agency I use for PCA services. Avoiding rocking the boat, I don't want to inquire about it either. Do you guys know more about the mandate? Is it an actual thing or just talk? Please try not to make it political. I'm just looking for info and sharing my concern. You can head to the forums to discuss it further at smanewstoday.com/forums. I also wanted to share with you my next vlog is available on YouTube. Last week in the forums, I asked where you were at in your SMA treatment journey. I got a lot of responses, and the answers varied between those who have been on the treatment for a while and those just starting out. One question it brought up for me is the effectiveness of the treatments. In this video, I talk about some of the factors I believe play a part in how effective the treatments seem. Keep in mind, the treatments claim to halt or slow the progression, not reverse the damage already done. I also talk about my feelings regarding if the treatments are worth it. Since football season is upon us, I use a football analogy to get my point across. What are your thoughts regarding treatment? Do you feel they're effective? To continue the conversation, join the discussion at smanewstoday.com/forums. But that's all I have for today. We'll talk again soon. Bye for now.
The information in our flash briefings and podcasts are provided for informational and educational purposes only. Be sure to tune in daily to SMA News Today for the latest news and perspectives regarding the disease. Discover more content that might be of interest to you at www.smanewstoday.com and be sure to follow us on social media and join our SMA News Today forums, a trusted SMA community ready to welcome you anytime.